Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I speak with Rosemary McKinnon, a speech-language pathologist at the Sustanesky SHU, who is teaming up with another speech-language pathologist at the SUS, Miriam Fish, to offer speech-language therapy services to English-speaking toddlers by working with the different CLSCs in the Eastern Townships. The goal behind the initiative is to make speech therapy services accessible across a larger territory within the Eastern Townships and to English-speaking families by working with a few CLSCs that fall within areas that have a large Anglophone community. We also spoke with three parents from the English-speaking community here in the Eastern Townships: Cindy Howard-Tapp, Erica Sanborn, and Kyla Bobrick, about their experiences in trying to access speech therapy services for their child and how these services have benefited their language and communication development. Rosemary, I just wanted to thank you so much for chatting with CIDI, and I really appreciate your time and for speaking with us about this very important topic for the English-speaking community.
My pleasure.
Rosemary, so you are a speech-language pathologist at the CIUS de l'Esprit CHU, and you are one of two speech-language pathologists that will now be providing speech-language therapy services to the English-speaking toddlers in the Eastern Townships. Why was it so important for you and the person that you're working with to offer your services to the English-speaking community? Are these types of services difficult to access for our community? Is that why you decided to step in? Has there been a high demand over the years? Why did you think it was so important?
Basically, I believe the demands have gone up a lot over the years, but there's always kind of been a trickling demand. So I think that the reason why the CIUS as a whole decided to go from one speech therapist to two speech therapists for the Estuary region is because the Estuary region is really such a large area that it's hard to cover as just one service in one specific location. So whereas it used to be given at the SHU, so in Sherbrooke, now we are really dividing the region into two different areas, which is allowing us to reach out to the populations in their specific regions a little bit closer within the CLSCs. So I think that that's really an advantage because it's allowing people near and far to receive the services, so they're becoming more accessible. And since we are now two speech language pathologists, we are able to offer help to more Anglophone children.
Yeah, so essentially one of you will be working in one area of the region and one of you are in the other? That's what, from what I'm understanding?
That's right. So it will go with the demand. So if there's a higher demand in one, then we're going to help each other out. Since it's quite new, we're going to be in collaboration. But for the moment, we are actually myself going to the CLSC in Cowansville at least one day a week. So if the demand goes up, I will be there more often. And if it goes down, then I'm a little bit more in other regions. So it just goes to show that it's becoming more accessible because we're reaching out to the different CLSCs. Of course, not all the CLSCs, but a few that are in the larger pockets of the Anglophone communities.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, is like the Eastern Townships is such a, like you said in the beginning, a huge area, and you're only two people. So this must be something, a service that can be difficult, like you said, to access sometimes with not there being many speech language therapists available around the region.
Yeah, so in fact, we are offering some hybrid services. So some services are offered online, and some services are offered only in person. So it depends on the demand and what age group your child lies in. But generally, we are able to cater to most people or most children ages 0 to 5. And we try and really go with what's easiest for the parents.
Okay, great. Now, let's get into speech language therapy a little bit more. How can speech language therapy benefit a child if provided early on? Why is this so important for parents to reach out to professionals as soon as possible, even if they are uncertain that their child is experiencing delays in their speech development?
It's really important because like everything, prevention is always probably the best way to go. So if we catch it early, then we're able to provide the parents the tools, the strategies to help their children. And then once they have the support, sometimes that's just enough to get them over the hump and help their language development excel. So sometimes being able to act early will really improve the children's speech language development, and it'll give them the booster that they basically needed. So prevention is always the way to go in everything, I would say.
And for parents that are uncertain, or future parents that are perhaps looking for this information, just in case they experience this with their child, what are some of the common signs that parents can look for when it comes to delays in their child's speech, and so that they can quickly take action?
Good question. So it is a little bit specific to each age group, but generally, if the parent has an intuition that the language is a little bit delayed or has a feeling, then it's probably a good idea to come and consult. Kind of like you would go and consult if you're not so sure if your child can see properly, you usually go and consult an eye doctor, so an optometrist. So we kind of want parents to think in a similar fashion for language. So it's not that parents are necessarily doing a bad job or not necessarily giving the tools themselves to their children, but with the extra support, the tips and tricks would allow them maybe to help their children even more develop their language in more specific or precise ways that we know and research has shown that helps kids the best.
And can you provide some examples as to how speech language pathologists help toddlers with their language and communication development? The sort of exercises, like you were saying, tools. What can be done, for example, and to help the child?
It's hard to give you a summary because we really do see children from quite young, so around 24 months to 5 years old. So our recommendations will differ a little bit from one child to another. But the general recommendations that we offer are actually up on our website. So you can find the website by typing in on Google Speech Therapy CEUS, and the first link that should pop up is language development, and it'll bring you straight to the page on our webpage in English. And if you scroll down, you'll find some video capsules. So the two first video capsules are probably the best ones that you'd like to watch to get the gist of the recommendations that we suggest in speech therapy, because it really sums up what we recommend for language stimulation with your child. So that's probably what I would say, where I would recommend parents to go first.
So these are exercises like that you can do with the child, but that parents can do with the child at home as well to continue their progress.
Not quite. What we give online is really global strategies.
Okay.
And then what we do in person when they come in is really give parents the tools to achieve the little goals that we're working on. So it often looks like we're playing with the kids, but we always have a language goal behind the playing. We just like to use playing as a tool to achieve what we're trying to get to. So basically, we know that children learn best through play and through their interests. So that's why we typically, when we're in person working with a child, that's why we usually use play to help them learn and develop their language.
Okay. Now, for people who want to access speech therapy services, whether from you and your partner or elsewhere in the region, how do they go about doing so? Do they just contact their local CLSC and then they'll be put in touch and perhaps be linked up with you or someone else?
Yeah, so that is the best way, in fact, is to reach out to your local CLSC. You can also find those specific telephone numbers at the bottom of our webpage. So according to your region that you're in, we do have specific phone numbers. And you can give your child's name yourself, so you don't need a medical referral. You can just give your own child's name at the CLSC and request speech therapy as your service that you're wanting. And often the new program that we have installed is called Agir Tôt. So the idea is to act early. And they'll probably ask you a series of questions which will be able to better depict your needs, if there's anything else that the professional may think that you could need help with.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Rosemary. I wasn't sure if there was anything else about speech therapy or delays in language and communication development that you think the community should be aware of.
Probably your best indicator is if you don't understand your child, and if others don't understand your child, then it might be a good idea to consult. Also, if you see your own child amongst children their own age and you feel like there's something that might be a little behind, probably it would be a good idea to give your name. And if it comes time, your name comes up and you feel like you don't need the service, at least your child's name was put on the list and you avoided that delay.
What are your hopes moving forward with this initiative? Do you hope to address those waiting lists and to limit them? What are your hopes moving forward, Rosemary, with working with a larger community, I guess?
Well, my hopes would be that people that do feel like they need the service put their child's name on our list. So then if we see that our wait lists are getting very, very large, then it proves the need that we need more speech therapists in the Anglophone community. And I think that that's where there's been a shift and people have started, or maybe stopped, putting their child's name on the list, even though they may think they need the service, because of the fact that they thought there wasn't one, or they didn't know that they could put their own child's name on the list. So I think that that's had a big influence, and maybe the decrease in names over time has had an impact on the service in the past. So I think that going forward, I'm hoping that the more demand will actually hopefully allow our Anglophone speech therapy community to grow, and then we'll just be more to serve the demands.
Yeah, just attracting more individuals such as yourselves here to our area.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much again, Rosemary, for chatting with us. Please feel free to mention anything else that I may have missed in my questions before we sign off.
I think you've summed it up pretty well.
Well, thank you so much again, Rosemary, for taking the time to chat with us. I really appreciate it, and I know our English speakers will too.
Well, thank you very much.
Cindy, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for chatting with CIDI about this important topic of speech therapy here in the Eastern Townships.
Thank you.
Now, Cindy, I'm just going to start off by asking if you could speak on your experience accessing speech therapy services for your English-speaking toddler here in the townships.
I didn't find it was that much of a challenge, but to start off for the speech therapist, we had to start in French before we could do it in English.
And what was the reason for that?
Because at the time, well, it was during COVID, so the only one that we could find at the moment was a French-speaking therapist.
Okay, so it wasn't necessarily accessing the service, it was accessing the service in English.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you speak on your story for us and how speech therapy has contributed to your child's language and communication development? When did you take notice that they may need some help in their development?
He was around 3.5 years old when I noticed that he was having a hard time saying a lot of his words. And I talked with his daycare, and his daycare had informed me that they were having a hard time with his words. So the daycare is who helped me actually get him into speech therapist.
How long has your child been in speech therapy exactly?
He's been in it for almost a year and a half.
And have you seen the difference having this service has made in your child's development?
Yes, big time. Oh, yeah.
The ability to chat is a lot easier now?
Yes, like a lot of people are starting to like understand him a lot better.
He had trouble expressing himself.
Yeah.
Now, how has speech therapy benefited your family as a whole?
As a whole, it's helped us understand him, so we're able to communicate better with him. Well, he's able to communicate better with us.
Yeah, about what his needs are.
Yeah, so when he wants something to drink or eat, he can actually say, "Can I have an apple?" instead of like saying part of a sentence.
Yeah, and then you have to kind of figure it out like a puzzle.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it alleviated a lot of stress in the household.
Yeah, big time.
And do you go through the local CLSC to access these services?
No, actually, I went through my daycare who helped me with all the papers, and they sent the papers to some government thing.
Okay.
Where they got me into speech therapist for my son. If it wouldn't have been for them, I don't think I would be able to access what I've been able to access for my son.
And how long did it take for you to to get access to these services after they sent in the documents? Was it a long waiting process?
Or? Yeah, it was about almost, 6 to 7 months. Yeah. And we're still waiting for stuff like for his hearing and stuff too. So
I actually spoke with a speech language pathologist from the CS de l'Esprit Chu because I'm not sure if the community is aware, but yeah, they've actually are taking initiative to put these services out there to the English speaking community.
I have friends that their kids are like in grade 4 or 5 and they're still waiting to find a speech therapist for their children.
Wow.
So I'm just lucky that my son's daycare is able to help.
Yeah. And may I ask where you're located exactly, Cindy? Because where you're located.
In Waterloo.
Okay. Yes. Because where you're located plays a big part too. You know, the whole reason why the speech pathologists at the CS de l'Esprit Chu were putting this program in place was because the services were mostly concentrated closer to Sherbrooke and they wanted to reach out to this area. Because it's, like you said, it's a challenge to get someone in English.
When my son first started, his speech therapist actually was in Magog, and it was, French. Mm-hmm. And then they were able to transfer it to Granby for English.
Okay. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Cindy. I just really wanted to get some insight from parents. But I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, perhaps about your experience or about the importance behind speech therapy that you think other parents that might be going through this should be aware of.
Well, I find it's important for your child because it helps them pronounce their words properly, and it also teaches us as parents how to communicate better with our children. So it helps them with their speech and it helps them be able to communicate better with their friends. And
so allows them to develop socially. And
exactly.
They're supposed to.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much again, Cindy, for willing to chat with us. I really appreciate your time and thanks for sharing your experience.
Thank you for calling.
Erica, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for taking my phone call and for chatting with CIDI. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Not my pleasure.
So, Erica, I've been reaching out to parents here in the Eastern Townships region to get insights into their experience in accessing speech therapy services for their English-speaking toddler here in the Eastern Townships. So you were someone who reached out to me interested in chatting about this. So I guess I'll start off with asking you, Erica, can you please speak on your experience accessing speech therapy services for your English-speaking toddler?
Well, I was referred last year when my toddler was 2.5 to be put on the wait list with the CLSC. I wasn't given any more information than that I would be put on the list. So I also put myself on a wait list for a private speech therapist and thought I would take whoever comes first or use both, actually, because I wasn't sure what wasn't involved with the services through the CLSC. Mm-hmm. And it was about a year later, so it was in March, that we began the 4 sessions through the CLSC. So we had our first was an evaluation, and then the 4 sessions, and then we met to go over the report. Had I known it was 4 sessions, I wouldn't probably have gotten my hopes up so much. I felt it wasn't enough time to really connect with my child, and it was not a strength-based approach that was given. It was more of a one-size-fits-all. And even when we had done a phone call prior to meeting before the evaluation to discuss my child and what her strengths and weaknesses are, and I had mentioned several times that she's very good with letters. She likes to play with letters and put them in order and make the sounds. Like, my child is nonverbal, so we're really working on getting her to say words.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the sessions were there any letters brought out to just see what she can do, even though I had mentioned many times that this was her strength. Like, she loves to play with letters. And it wasn't until we were going over the report that she had mentioned, had she known that letters were her strength, she would have given me a different approach, and she discussed it a little bit with me. She even said, I had no letters in my office. If I had known, I would have brought some.
So there was like a lack of communication there.
Yeah, and I felt there was a lack of an effort to really get to know what she's into, you know. Like, it's play-based, so you would expect to be playing with toys that interest her.
And how old is your toddler now?
She's 3.5.
And so essentially the CLSC only offers 4 sessions and that's it.
Not 4 sessions, that's all I got.
That's all you got. Okay. Okay. And then afterwards, you're referred to private resources or?
I put myself on a wait list for a private a year ago just because I figured it would be best to get all that I can for my daughter. But after the second session, she recommended we do the second one through Zoom because after the first session, my daughter was, you know, she was not as cooperative. I mean, we're in this tiny little room with a stranger and, you know, she's not as cooperative and she wanted to leave. She's nonverbal, so she was getting frustrated that she couldn't express herself. So she began to have like a little tantrum. But then she calmed down and she was okay, but the specialist wanted to end the session and then recommended the next one be done through Zoom, which I found to be not as beneficial. She wanted us to record ourselves playing with our daughter and then send it to her, and she analyzed it, gave us some feedback, which was helpful, but at the same time, I wanted someone to be interacting with my daughter and, you know, face-to-face and getting that real feedback.
Yeah.
And then after that session, she asked if we wanted to continue or end our sessions.
Okay.
Which kind of made me feel like there was nothing more that she could do for my daughter. I couldn't help but notice that she almost looked kind of disappointed when I said I wanted to continue and in person, which kind of made me feel bad, like
yes.
As if nobody wanted to help my daughter. And when you look at the government website, well, the site for this region, it doesn't say anything about how many sessions are offered or what's involved. Like, had I known it was just an evaluation, 4 sessions, and then a report, like, I would not have gotten my hopes up.
So your experience wasn't necessarily a positive one?
Not so much. And I mean, all the videos that are on the website, if I had just watched the videos 2 years ago, if anybody had recommended them to me, I would have had all the information right there.
Yeah, it was just disappointing for you. You expected more.
It was. It was. Well, I was just thinking, like, because it's a wonderful service that we have offered to us now, the English community, you know, like the speech therapy. But it didn't really feel like therapy. Like, if it's only going to be 4 sessions, in my mind, it would be more beneficial if they came to our home, worked with the child in their environment, you know, where they're comfortable and all their toys are around them, toys they love. Because my daughter was just starting to get used to her. And, like, the 4th session, she was actually very cooperative and very excited to be there. But now it's done.
And so now, where are you at now in the process? Are you still waiting to hear back from the private speech therapist?
Yeah, I was told that from her that we would be starting most likely in the beginning of June. But now I'm just waiting on the report to be finalized from the speech therapist. And she's forwarding it to the, they changed their name so much, but the CRDI, so that they can give us some more services.
So essentially you waited over a year, though, to even hear back from that private therapist as well, though, if I'm
yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it took a little while for you to get access to these services.
Yes, very much.
And so my next question really was to speak on your story for us a little bit and how speech therapy has contributed to your child's language and communication development.
It was a lot of stuff that I've already been doing, like, you know, like the talking to my child and, you know, getting down to her level, making eye contact. Like, it's all stuff that I have been doing and always did do, you know, with my 2 daughters as they've, you know, since they were babies. Like, that's what you want to do to stimulate language. So I've just been, you know, I've been more aware of, you know, not to ask questions so much as to just make comments. So that's something that I did learn, and I feel like maybe it has made an influence on her. And I think it's done her good, too, to go out, you know, to go to the clinic. You know, she was also a COVID baby. So when, you know, with the lockdown for a whole year when she was just a few months old, she didn't go anywhere. So
yeah, I've heard other people mention that and bring that up, that like COVID babies, their social development hasn't been the same.
Exactly. So I think just going out and, you know, going to the clinic and seeing her, meeting somebody new, like, I think that's also helped. And I think she's been listening. She's a smart girl. Like, she hears us talk about how we want her to talk. And so since we've started the therapy, she's been trying more to make sounds and put them together, and, you know, it's still not making sense what she's saying, but she's making more of an effort.
Yeah, so it kind of gave her the boost that she needed to get to at least try.
Yeah.
My next question was, how has speech therapy benefited your family as a whole? You kind of spoke about that. It's allowing you, you know, while it still doesn't make complete sense, at least you're getting your child to actually speak. Those are all the questions that I had, Erica, for you. I just wanted to get some insights into your experience, into the benefits of speech therapy. I wasn't sure if there was anything else, though, that you wanted to mention.
Like I said, I wished I'd known that those videos and the information flyers on the site, the CLSC site, like I wish I'd known about those like 2 years ago. You know, I would have watched the videos. My advice would be to start with that.
And to just, yeah, take that opportunity, take advantage of the resources that are out there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much again, Erica. I know that you're a teacher and you got lots on your hands, but thank you for chatting with us. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Kyla, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for joining CIDI today to speak about your experience accessing speech therapy services here in our community. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to chat. Kyla, I'm just going to start off by asking you about your experience accessing speech therapy services for your English-speaking toddler here in the Eastern Townships. Please tell us about it.
It was challenging. It was really challenging. I have twins, and the older twin is the one with the speech impediment, and it was really hard because the other twin would answer everything for him on top of that. So he had no chance. So then we tried seeing our doctor, and they put us on a wait list, which added to another wait list, which added to another wait list because we were English. And by that time, I started getting really discouraged because, like, we were getting closer to school and nobody was helping us. And every time I called my doctor, she said, call the CLSC. I'd call the CLSC. She'd say, call my doctor. And it was just a bad rigmarole.
How long did this go on for?
My son is now 5, and he has just been seen this year through the school by somebody.
Okay, so you're going through the school right now.
Right now we're going through the school. I was trying to get the CLSC help, my doctor's help, everything you could think of, and nobody was helping me. And then I found out that Township Toddlers, they had a program where you signed up and they had an English speech therapist. Every Saturday, you took your Saturday and you just worked with them and your child, and they gave you tips and tricks. And honestly, I got more help from there than I did through anything else apart from the school.
Wow. Okay. And may I ask what community you're located in?
Knowlton.
Knowlton. Okay. And so Knowlton Academy, I'm assuming, helped you.
Oh, yeah. Knowlton Academy, she's absolutely amazing. She takes her time. She sends you emails to follow up. But like even she said, if I could have gotten into the CLSC, everything would have been a few steps ahead. She wouldn't have had to do everything from scratch. She would have already had a dossier. But to get into the CLSC is like winning the lottery.
I spoke with a speech therapy pathologist at the SHU. They have implemented a program, actually, to get more speech pathologists out to this end of the area to serve the English-speaking community of the Eastern Townships. A lot of the services are more concentrated in the Sherbrooke area.
Yes.
Or if there are services here, like you said, accessing them in English can be very challenging.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, knowing this, what are your hopes moving forward?
I hope that children get to really benefit from it. Like, if they go through, like, what the Township Toddlers did and stuff like that, it'll be absolutely amazing. It is, again, just getting seen by somebody and getting the process going. That's frustrating.
Yeah, the services are there, but there's just such a demand for them and such a long wait.
Yep, exactly. So like my son now, while he still has a piece of speech impediment and he still has troubles, he's leaps and bounds beyond because like the teachers took time, I took time, and I went online and I researched myself different tips and tricks that I could be doing with him as well. You know, but like if a person doesn't have that time or they're not in school, their children are never going to get help.
And I'm sure you've seen the benefits that working with the township's toddlers, working with the speech therapist there has had in your child's language and communication development.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, he's leaps and bounds ahead of where he was before. It's absolutely amazing. From what I understand, she's been doing a lot of like flashcards. So, like, if you see, I think the other day he got microwave. I was so proud of him. But, like, so you see the picture, you see the word, and then, like, she points to her mouth, which is a huge deal that not a lot of people know about. But if you just point to your mouth, your child will start looking at it. So I know she does a lot of work with him like that, and they play games. I was a kid with a speech impediment, and it took me forever in the 90s to get seen. And then when I did, I felt so embarrassed because I'd be pulled out of class, you know, to, like, go read a book, and they're like, oh, Kyla, you know. But it's really changed. They make it fun. They don't stigmatize the child.
Now, how has speech therapy benefited your family as a whole, Kyla? I'm sure this, like you said, it's helped in leaps and bounds. I'm sure this has also helped him engage with the people around him as well.
Yes. Yeah. There's less outbursts. There's less frustration. You can see when the Township Toddlers did that whole thing online for the Saturdays, I had my two other sons sit down with me and the child with the speech impediment, because I have three boys. And I had them all sit down and listen to what she was saying to us so that they could also, like, point to their mouth and give him time to answer and tell him, what you're saying is important. Try again. We'll listen. We'll wait. And honestly, watching the other two calmly sit down and be like, I didn't understand that. Let's try again. Instead of just being like, ugh, I didn't understand you. Like, the speech therapy really brought, like, the family together. And now, like, when we're out at a friend's house or something and other kids don't understand, I'll watch my two kids go to him and be like, it's okay. They want to understand too. Let's try together. And it's just like, oh, that's so amazing.
It's a proud moment.
Yeah, exactly. That's my kid.
Yeah, so accessing the services can be challenging, but once they're accessed, it's totally worth it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Those were all the questions that I really had for you, Kyla. I just wanted to get some insight into your experience about accessing them and how it's benefited your family. But please feel free to bring up anything else that you think would be important for maybe other parents out there who might be going through this.
Search all the forums. Read all the books you can, but really just go online and read other parents' stories so that you can kind of find the way they found the tricks or different things that we didn't think of. I would have never thought to point to my mouth, you know, like, why would I point to my mouth? Well, of course that makes sense now that, you know, you've said it. Utilize all resources, even if, like, they're not helping you, you can totally do it.
Yeah, if you're waiting on a list, there's other ways to go about it until you do get access to a professional.
Exactly. And, like, for us, it really helped us out because we worked at home, so we took the stigma out. So he wasn't shy when he got there, and he wasn't, like, overwhelmed. And, you know, every little bit helps.
And so are you still going through the school as of right now?
Yep. Yeah, for the rest of this year. And then, again, next year he'll be assessed to see how well we've done during the summer. We have him going with a tutor this summer to read books with him. Not only to help his reading, but to help his speech and stuff like that. As of next year, we hope that because of all the help that we've gotten and stuff, he won't need it.
That is always the hope. That's the end goal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much again, Kyla. I really appreciate you speaking about your experience.
Not a problem.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.